Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I see you guys all lined up. Phone lines is full. Ready to play some Gwen versus the fans. In case you didn't get the number, 833-288-0973. As my friend, what was my man's name? Lowry? The governor?
Landry. Yeah, I was like, what is he doing? Yes, Jeff Landry. Do you have to have a Creole accent if you're the governor of Louisiana?
Yeah, I think you kind of do. You got to have it. I got to feel it.
Yeah, you're the governor.
You feel it straight.
I mean, that's why Brian Kelly tried to change his accent when he got hired by LSU.
Very unsuccessfully. Wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. That might have been the end before it ever started. The fake,
I still don't know what he was
Creole accent.
Was it worse than the videos that he did while he was dancing with the players?
I think it was because, if I'm not mistaken, it was at the basketball game, and seemed like it was a lot of people in there.
Like, what is he doing?
that everybody was like, "What is he?
Is he really doing an accent right now?"
Still need to pay the man though.
Yeah,
hate to tell you that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, I guess we need wait no longer. Let's play some Gwen versus the Fan.
Oh, that's right. If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the...
Give me a second.
Oh, you got to put your other song on, yes.
We have to make this...
Gwen!
Versus the Fans. And I'm not getting this quick enough. This
yeah, I'm
going to
let you hang
disaster.
On this one.
Go. Thank you, Tony, for letting me hang here.
You could just play the original song. I don't think it really matters.
It won't make sense.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself, now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Gwen versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
K-Laws on the chat says, is that a point against Scraby?
It should be
a point against Scraby. We've kind of went away from the point system, which I think we need to go back to it because it seems to really rankle Chris.
Oh, well, he's not here. That's probably why we're not on
it. Yeah, but I do
way.
Have the points. I did get a point for that one. That was not great. All right. You will be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the March 20th show, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy solo hits, and more only in Las Vegas this March 11th through the 21st and September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. All right. Let's go to our first contestant. Who should we go with today? Let's go with Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Doing pretty well, good. My friend.
You ready to play?
All right. I'm ready to play. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. What basketball team beat the Aztecs last night?
Michigan.
Michigan is correct. Let's hope they get a win tonight. All right, Ricky, moving on to question number two. Which current starting NFL quarterback averaged the most passing yards per game?
I'm going to go with most passing yards per game. I'm going to go with Drake May.
Drake May. Stay there, though. Oh. Stay there, though.
Who's having a good year statistically?
It's a good place to start.
You know, because a lot of times you get flooded by your fantasy points as you start thinking about
this. Oh, yeah, all the time.
And so I'm just why I said statistically. Lamar's not having a good year. Josh Allen's how about my homeboy? Let's go with my homeboy.
Why would you ever guess that?
Because he's having a good year.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ricky. I don't know. I feel worse when Tony does it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
You visibly look upset, and people can tell in the camera when Chris gets one right that you.
I'm actually angry.
You're actually mad.
Yeah, I didn't expect this when I looked this up this morning, but Patrick Mahomes averages 270 yards a game. Jameis Winston is actually first before anybody comes at me, but he's only started two games, or he's only played in two games. Drake May is on the list, but he's played 12 games instead of the 11.
By the way, Jameis Winston makes me so happy every time he's on the field. He is just a hilarious person to watch. Even when he scored that touchdown.
I can't tell if he's a serious guy or if he's...
I think that's what makes him so funny, is he is dead serious.
Yeah, he is. And he believes everything that he says.
The way he scored that touchdown and then him and the wide receiver, the lineman, hit the little dance at the same time. It was like they had been practicing that for like a week or so.
I did see that. I did see that and thought that was pretty fun.
I thought that was great.
All right, let's go to Jeremy now. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Well, my friend. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. In which sport, sometimes played on the beach, would you hear the terms bump, set, and spike?
Volleyball.
Volleyball is correct. Nice job. All right, question number two. Who are the two quarterbacks tied for the most interceptions in the NFL right now?
Oh, wow. I'm going to pass.
Gonna pass. All right. Tony doesn't like that move. I can see it in his face.
I'm going to say it's the Raiders quarterback, Geno Smith.
The Raiders. Who's the other?
Oh, I gotta give you two?
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense is that?
I said, who are the two? It's a question number two.
Let's say Geno. Who else is poor? I mean, Cleveland's had too many quarterbacks, so it can't be one of them. How about Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco. That is actually a really good guess, but it's the incorrect one. I wish Chris was here because Tua Tagovailoa.
He's won. Chris would have got that one at least for sure.
Yeah, it's Geno and Tua.
Geno was right.
Yeah, both of them are right. Yeah, 13 interceptions so far on the league. Geno's been sacked 41 times, yet Pete Carroll's son still has a job. All right, let's go to question. You're still alive, Jeremy. Let's go to question number three. All right. Why was the 1919 NHL Stanley Cup final canceled?
This is ridiculous. What happened in 19?
Jeremy?
I'm gonna pass. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna pass. Okay, I think we talked about this, but this is okay for now. Only one pass going forward.
When did we talk about that?
Last week. We said you can't just pass your way to the win.
You can't. I never said that. I think that's a terrible rule.
I made a determination.
Okay. So you made this. 1919. What could I mean?
See, I wrote this question for Chris because he was there.
How? I mean, what could have happened that would cancel? It canceled a game? Just a game?
It canceled the entire Stanley Cup final.
See, 1919. I mean, I know like the
Rudy Gobert wasn't around.
The Spanish flu happened around that time, but I don't know if that's what we're talking about. I don't know.
Your answer is I don't know.
My answer is I don't know.
My goodness, Tony, you said it.
It was
the Spanish flu.
Oh wow.
Wow, Jeremy, you are the winner. You hang on the line because I need to get your information.
I guess I should have just said go with that, huh?
Who knew you were a virologist?
I'm not, but I know that that's like the big thing that happened around that time.
I guess we did learn that during COVID. We learned about all
of the different... We learned a lot about that kind of stuff.
Black Plague, yes. All that stuff. Wow, nice job.
Well, I didn't... Actually, it's not a nice job. I didn't actually win.
No, I was just impressed that you said Spanish flu. I never thought in a million years. All right, good
I mean,
job.
What... Listen, in our country, there's not very many things that's going to stop a sporting event.
War?
Right.
And a terrible flu.
Right. That's pretty much it. I mean, if we're being real, COVID couldn't even fully stop the sports we had here.
That is true. That is true. There was always those guys that were trying to get the sports in, like WWE.
Definitely not. Don't mind. Didn't mind it at all.
Do you remember those days? I feel like I kind of blacked those days out a little bit.
I just remember being in my game room for just absurd amount of time.
Like 9 months.
I do remember when it finally seemed like... When they had like the spring training in the stadiums.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like, we're getting close.
I remember listening to you guys, you and Jesse, on the way home because I was really curious about the piped in audience noise.
Well, remember, I wasn't doing games yet. I mean, I might have did a couple. I don't know if I know if I did any games that
year.
Really?
Was that long ago?
Yes.
Interesting.
I didn't start full time until the following year. So I don't remember if I did any games in that 2020 season, but I do remember showing up to the studio and like, it was wild.
Because I was just excited to hear baseball on the radio again. That was crazy.
Then they did the bubble for the basketball. Listen to the stories about that. From those guys who were there is
some crazy stuff happened. I mean, you put a bunch of NBA players in a bubble. What is going to happen?
It's like, I'm sure that would have been.
He said it's like I'm sure that was crazy.
let's get to break. On the other side, we got a little traffic. What you got?
Can we talk about the Brandon Ayuk situation?
You have to fill me in on it.
Because there's more.
I know that. They took away his guaranteed money. At least that was just recently reported.
There's more about it. Yes.
All right, yeah. Brandon Ayuk certainly is not on the same page with his organization, the San Francisco 49ers. This is now the second time Scraby has found a way to talk Niners. We'll do it in the next segment. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Traffic's going to be at the end of the segment. I should have said that, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. I'm watching Tony. He's just outside the window. He's checking something on his phone. I don't think he knows we're back yet. But he will walk into the room shortly. And we will start to go with the show again. Congratulations to our winner of Gwen versus the fans. We're going to have our biggest fan given out later today around 5:35. Also, I have some Guns N' Roses tickets to give away, but they're not. We're not going to do those.
I didn't
in
know
this
where you
segment.
Were going there. You got. You said I got Guns
and Roses tickets to give away. We don't have. We're not going to do it this segment. So please do not call. Please do not call.
It's cold in here.
It is getting a little chilly. If anybody ever, I get people all the time, dude, it's like 80 degrees outside. It's not.
Not, you know,
there's something
in air.
Called air conditioning,
yeah.
And it cools the room. My vent goes right on me. That's why I'm always in a sweatshirt.
I'd be miserable if I was had it.
I'm always in a sweatshirt because of that. But yeah, Tony's going to put on his jacket, and then we're going to talk Brandon Ayuk. But
let's talk Brandon Ayuk, man. What is Brandon Ayuk for those who? Come on, keep up, camera. Here we go. Brandon Ayuk, who those who may remember, was wide receiver for the 49ers. He was a bit of a thorn in their side. He got his money and then got hurt like 2 weeks later.
It was 8 weeks later.
Was
but,
it that long?
Yeah, no, he went to like week 8, I believe, or something like that.
But, you know, as per usual, Scraby's not happy with Brandon because he got paid and, you know, things that he can't control, like injury things happen. And so he's been out. So he's been in Scraby's crosshairs.
Yeah.
Now, that being said,
there's
been some new information that's come to light, apparently. Now, we know last week, I believe it was discovered that 49ers have done away with the guarantees
they
of this
deal.
They
voided his guarantees in
voided
his deal.
Them. Okay.
Which Kyle Shanahan said... I don't think I've ever seen this in my years in professional
Kyle Shanahan
football.
Said that.
Yes. Kyle Shanahan, there's a weird story coming out of that building because Kyle Shanahan is like hoping that he comes back at the end of the season. And they voided these guarantees not last week, in July. So this has been something that's been under wraps, which I give them amounts of credit for being able to keep this quiet.
May not understand this, right? Not everybody has guarantees. He got some guarantees in his deal.
26 or 28 million or something?
Clearly, there was some language in the contract that said that they could void it for what the reasons, I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah, he didn't show up to meetings or he wasn't at things he was required to be at.
While he was hurt.
So
I can see, I've definitely seen this.
So they say, or the writers are saying that this stems from Jimmy Garoppolo. When he got hurt, he went and rehabbed in LA where he lives and not with the team. So going forward, they want these guys to rehab with the facility.
Brandon Ayuk, who was a part of the team when Jimmy was there? I believe he was
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Probably saw Jimmy Garoppolo get a chance to rehab where he wanted.
Exactly. The 49ers were like, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to write these things into the contract. So they did.
So they wrote that into the contract.
Yeah.
And Brandon was like, I don't care. I'm going to...
We don't know what he did wrong.
Typically, in these type of situations, it has to do with the rehab, right? He's trying to come back from
an
ACL.
It was a bad knee injury. It was a very
bad knee
injury.
And a lot of times, I've been in organizations where somebody's not happy with the way the team is treating. I'm not saying that this is
no, I
the
get
particular
it. I've
case.
I've heard that too.
But That's usually the thing that sets a player off in terms of, I don't trust doing the work here at this point. I'd rather trust my people. Now, the contract's a contract. It puts you in a bind as the player when the contract says you can't leave, so you basically got to use our people.
Yeah.
And so now they voided the contract. Now
they voided the guarantees.
They voided the guarantee, which means he can still get his money. Yes. It's just not – he's going to have to do some things in order to get that money.
Yeah, he – basically what people are thinking, this is just his way. He's not going to appeal the guarantees, and then he gets out of his contract, and he can go be a free agent wherever he wants to be.
Now, people are predicting he's not going to put
predicting, yes. Okay. They haven't been – nothing's been reported. But there's also one thing that really angers me more than anything.
What is that, Scraby?
It's reported that he could have been – he could be playing next week, this last night, but it's up to him when he plays.
See, now, I give you my take on that.
Okay.
This feels like team spin.
I agree with that.
Yes,
I agree with that. Now you're trying to pit the fan base against the player.
It goes back to this injury and possibly how it's being handled. He, for whatever reason, he's not showing up to their people. And now we get a report that says he can play, but it's up to him.
Yeah, that does seem team spin.
It seems weird.
I'm almost, okay, you know what? I'm almost willing to throw that away.
But He still is
under contract by the 49ers.
Yeah.
And apparently, so they've tried to trade him a few times. Get this. He said, according to reports, that when they had a deal in place with the Patriots last year, he said he was unsure of the quarterback situation in New England, so he didn't want to go there. And they were going to give him an extension of $32 million a year.
I actually remember reading this.
Yeah.
And it felt like reading it that he kind of regretted not taking the opportunity to go.
You think?
At the time, though, I mean, Drake May.
But they're going to pay you $32 million. That is elite money for wide receivers.
I think it is. I mean, I know it is, but I do think you have to. This is where it becomes less about. I mean, the money's important, but it also important. Wide receiver is one of those positions that is completely dependent on
quarterback.
Who's going to throw it to you?
No, I mean, it tells me he wants to win a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. It shows you that it's not solely about the money, because he could have got a whole bunch
$32 million a year,
and he decided to stay.
I mean, so, I think that he made the right choice with the head coach of the Patriots, Mike Vrabel.
I think some would disagree with you on
but
that.
But last year they did have Jerod Mayo, so it was a completely different situation in that department.
I just think that we probably should withhold our judgment on this. Because initially, when I first saw it as well, I thought, come on, Brian, what are you doing, man? Like, but then you start to – it is not adding up completely the way it's being reported.
It's not. And the 49ers are not above
– No, they're not.
Throwing
– No, let's be real.
No organization
is above that.
As soon as they know that this guy's not going to play for the team anymore, it's bad spin. Bad spin.
We see it yearly.
I didn't really get to say this, and this is the only time I'll say it, but that game last night, the 49ers should have lost.
You haven't played your song. I mean, I think they deserve it still. Just, they got to win.
Bang, bang, Niner guy.
There it is.
Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions in the first half. It was the Christian McCaffrey show. And then what Chris always says, that Kyle Shanahan got too smart.
He does.
And he went and tried to throw the ball a bunch.
There is no doubt that after watching Kyle Shanahan over the last few years, he gets bored when it's just going well.
It was an 8-minute and 50-second drive to like open the game. like you gave him the ball 8 straight times.
He just like gets bored with like it being working almost. Like it's designed, right? You get 6 on the first down, you get 2 on you're playing in these 3rd and 1s all the way up the field.
Yeah.
And then you get cute. And it seems like that is his kryptonite. It's the one thing I think can get him into trouble sometimes.
He does do that. He thinks that he needs a trick play when he just needs a 1-yard run up the middle. And coaches do
like
this
you said,
all over
eight
the
straight
place.
Times.
It
and
was
it,
crazy.
And there was no stopping him, by the
there
way.
There was no stopping him. And I think the Panthers really missed an opportunity last night to prove that they are for real, because they Brock Purdy turned that ball over three times. They got maybe 3 points off those turnovers.
I'll say this. This is watching some of the quarterback play, Bryce Young in particular. This is why patience is needed, because he's not who he was the first year. He improved the second year. This year, he seems like he's on the cusp of like turning the corner.
Yeah.
And then he has a game like last night. But it doesn't then mean that he can no longer play. Like, you just got to – I just feel like these quarterbacks, especially now, coming out of some of the offenses they're coming out of, it just takes time. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be the same way. I think eventually, if a team sticks with him, it's going to be a good result.
Yeah.
We're watching it with Sam Darnold. We saw it with Baker Mayfield. I'm convinced now that if Sam Darnold would have just been left alone for and had the same people, he's literally had like a different coordinator every year I think he's been in the league.
And he was with the Jets,
right.
Which
and
we
he
all
started
know.
With the Jets.
We all know how the Jets are run.
They ain't been
Woody
running
Johnson
a long time.
Loves it.
Oh, man. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, Big Five. Last Big Five of the week, Scraby, is it any good?
It was definitely good. One of the
would
Panthers.
Would you tell me if it was bad?
Yes. I said that a couple weeks ago. I said it's not my strongest.
You sure did.
But
you
there's
sure
a did. Carolina Panther who, you know, got suspended for a game for punching someone in the wrong area.
We got to talk about some of the behaviors.
We will. Also, Players Era Tournament is killing the Maui Invitational.
Sad.
I got some feelings about it.
I'm sure you do. All right, let's get to the other side.
Gotta turn it up. The biggest guests in San Diego sports talk appear on 97.3.
4:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Just us today. Chris Ello making his way back from the island. Bahamas, that is.
Yes.
Just saw an interesting post come across my timeline. It says millennials are the drunkest generation in human history. And I bring this up, and I say this to Scraby off air, and he goes, well, really? I would have think that, you know, this would be like the least. And I was like, you realize they're talking about us.
Right? I know. I always forget.
Yes, we are like at the
born between 81 and 96.
Yeah, we're like right at the beginning of that.
I think we are mischaracterized as millennials, because you and I are not millennials. Millennials are more of the
81 to 96. I was born 82.
But we don't act like millennials.
There's an early millennial, and then there's a late millennial.
Yeah,
I think the millennials born in 81 to, I'll say 92. They're about the same. There's some variations, but they're about the same. Rest of y'all suckers after 92, though. I don't know. Y'all closer to this generation than we are. I think that's a true statement, though.
That is the drunkest generation?
Yes.
Well, I contributed heavily to that generation drunk.
Our generation lived raw. And what I mean by that is, I should say it was the last generation that was allowed to live life without the protections.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
I was just talking to my wife about this the other day. We were getting on the kids' helmets, and, you know, I'm a proponent of helmets. Everybody should be wearing helmets. But I find it, like, a little bit difficult to, like, be furious when I know I was on handlebars, I was on back of pegs, like, with no helmet at all.
Going down hills.
Going down hills.
Hitting trash cans.
I mean... We were the last generation to live without the protections. This generation has everything at its disposal. You know, like answers. I mean, they got it all. They don't have the street smarts that I think millennials have.
I actually
early millennials.
No, you're right. I actually really appreciate that I grew up like with no technology and then having technology. Like
we went from like Atari. That was like the first game.
Nintendo. To like, now it's PS5, virtual reality.
I mean, I said this to my kids. The original games that we played really is like the equivalent of stick figures.
It's true.
Compared to what these kids are playing now.
I'm not kidding, Tony. When we got a computer as a family, The first thing I did was type.
Do you remember?
What, I was excited to type.
Do you remember what Oregon Trail looked like?
Of course.
It was so pixelated. Just,
you know how many times my daughter died of dysteria or whatever it's called, or gets bit by a snake?
Yeah, bad.
I was having this conversation with someone the other day because we have a really we have a really different idea of social media. Like, I don't like to live my life on social media. This person doesn't necessarily like to live their life on social media too, but they also like to do the certain things, like they do the birthday posts and things like that. And I was like, yeah, I don't do that.
It's funny. I had to like untrain myself because you start to fall into that pattern, right? I do see how this generation can get FOMO, right? Fear of missing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because someone posts a birthday post, you kind of feel
I didn't get invited.
You kind of feel like you got to do the same thing when it's your turn.
See, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just kind of builds and builds and builds. And it's like, you know what? It's perfectly fine when I wasn't posting anything.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I don't have to do this.
I know, and in our job, it's like I like to connect with people, but it's
for sure.
But for me, it's overwhelming, just because I've never really been a social media person.
Yeah, no, it's these kids they got it different for sure.
I'm getting texts like crazy about how funny dysentery was.
I mean, measles. You can get got by measles.
You can get
don't
anything.
Try to cross that river with too much weight on.
No. You're gonna lose all of your meat. Yeah. You're gonna lose all of your salt. Your yolks.
That was like the thing to do in Montessori when I was kid. Like sneak off and get a couple rounds of
Oregon Trail.
How about Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Remember that one?
Of course. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, it was time to be alive back in the 80s, 80s, 90s. Let's get to our big five after some traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, we're not ready for the Big Five yet because we need to get some more information, Tony. You want to do that?
Let's
information
do it later. We'll go to it later.
Tony was reading me some stats on the generation, millennial generation alcohol.
We killing it in terms of alcohol. Like,
I can't disagree.
We'll get to it more.
Okay. First one. Let's go there. That's always a good place to start. Eric Morris, who led North Texas to a 10-1 record this season, was hired as Oklahoma State's next coach. It announced today. Morris is going to remain with the Mean Green through the regular season and any potential American Conference title game or CFP playoff appearance. He takes over a struggling Oklahoma State program. Tony, They're 1-10 this year. I don't know that the last time Oklahoma State was 1-10. And they're 0-17 in Big 12 play over the last two seasons. Oklahoma State AD Chad Weiberg said Morris has proven his ability to build and lead winning football programs and has consistently identified, recruited, and developed some of the best players in college football. So, Tony, you're up first. You're going to be the athletic director. Would you gravitate towards hiring someone like Eric Morris, or would you gravitate towards someone like James Franklin?
Good question.
Thank you.
I think I would, if in order for me to gravitate to someone like Morris, I'd have to like be in on the ground floor and truly know what I'm getting in order to feel comfortable with a decision like this. Because I also know if Morris comes in and he is bad, my job is probably on the line just as much. I don't know that it's any different. Matter of fact, I think you may have a better chance of keeping your job if someone like James Franklin fails versus Morris, right? Because
one guy
is a proven commodity, at least in terms of being able to turn your program around, at least have you in the conversation for this playoff. And one is, although seemingly a terrific coach, you don't know if he could do it on the big stage. This is a risk.
Yes. And so
for that reason, because this kind of goes back to the argument that Chris was making yesterday about why, I don't think it was on the overtime he was making this point. Can't remember. But why not go after, instead of a Lane Kiffin type name, you go after a coach like this who is an up-and-coming guy that has turned a smaller program like North Texas, who, by the way, will be in, I believe, the Pac-12.
I think you're right.
Next year with the San Diego State Aztecs.
Good, get them out of here.
Well, they're going to be needing to hire probably a specific name to come into the Pac-12. That's how they're probably feeling, North Texas.
Interesting.
But, yeah, if I was AD, I think I would probably be thinking about my own ish circumstances as well. And I think James Franklin sets me up to at least have a fall guy.
Yeah, like, I mean, we all thought it was going to work out.
Right.
Yeah, no, that changed me on this. Because I was immediately going to say, I'm going to go for the Eric Morris type of guy every time. But you're right. This is likely Chad Weiberg's maybe only hire for football. And if he doesn't get it right, then he's gone. So you can go with the James Franklin, like you said, and have a fall guy. But I would much rather feel like a genius and poach the guy who's great.
The risk versus reward. I mean, I think it's a high risk, but I think it's also
huge
high
reward. Yeah.
Now it looks like, oh, you're the genius out here picking these talented coaches.
Yes. Brandon says a name like Sean Lewis. Don't say that, Brandon. Brandon's on the chat. If you would like to watch the show, you can. YouTube, just search Gwen and Chris SD or 97.3 The Fan. You could also listen on the Odyssey app.
Number four.
All right, Carolina Panthers safety Trayvon Mayrig, I think is his name.
Who is this?
Carolina Panthers safety. Okay. He was suspended one game by the NFL for unsportsmanlike conduct after hitting 49ers receiver Juwan Jennings in the groin during Monday night's 20-9 loss to the 49ers. Jennings retaliated after the game by striking him in the face. Jennings' action is going to be reviewed for a fine, but only Mayrig received a suspension. So here we go. Punching down low is one game, and spitting on someone is one game. Which is worse? I'm up first. Spitting is gross, but punching a dude down there as a cheap shot, I think that's almost below spitting. I don't know, but I would much rather be spit on than punched in the nether region during an NFL game. And the guy went straight for it. It was like spot on. It hit its target.
It was diabolical.
I think you get more. I think you should get more for punching someone in the nether region. Tony, which is worse here?
I just think you're a weirdo if you're punching somebody in the nether
region.
I mean, that's just.
I've heard some stories of where guys like grab and twist and like fumble piles, and
that's just weird. You're a weirdo.
Yeah, those guys are weird, though. Like,
it's just weird. I think spitting's worse.
Okay. Why?
I just think spitting... You're... I think when you punch somebody in the nether regions, as you said, you are thinking about how to hurt this person.
Yes.
How to get back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you spit on somebody, you're thinking about how can I disrespect you.
That's true.
The most. Like, yeah, what's that's the true. Thing that I could do to you that I know 100% is going to cross the line and, like,
infuriate
you.
Yeah.
I just think that is, I think that's worse.
It's grosser for sure.
I don't think it clearly doesn't hurt the same, but I'm just saying that is, I just think that's the most disrespectful thing you could do to somebody.
It's pretty disrespectful. It's pretty disrespectful.
And you know, I don't know that I feel any differently about him now after I've seen him do it, but I do appreciate that he stopped lying to us, Chase. Jamar Chase.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. He released a statement yesterday saying he was wrong and that he actually did spit. I mean, you didn't need to... We saw it on
Interesting.
Camera.
He came clean on something we already knew he did.
He came clean. I at least appreciate that. But I think spitting is... It's just on sight. Like, somebody spits on you, it just has to be a fight right there. I'm surprised that... Jalen Ramsey was not like
more angry,
having to be like pulled, like unplastering himself off of him.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you swayed me again. Spitting
just think
is
about
more
that.
Disrespectful.
If I walked up to you and just like, huh, in the nether regions, versus.
That's true. If you did the latter, I would be like, "What just happened?" The other one, I'd be like, "Oh, what just happened?"
And I think maybe you might. Yeah, it might take you a little bit to get to that anger. As it did Jennings.
Oh, yeah. He immediately came off the field.
Like, he was looking for him.
Yeah.
He was looking for him. Like, he got punched. He begged the referee. Referee didn't do much. Yeah. And so from that point on, he was, all right, fine. I'm going to get my get back as soon as this game is over. I'm looking for him.
I like how Joe Buck goes, we have a, I can't remember the exact word he used, but we have some sort of scuffle on the field right now. And then they found the replay. Everything.
I mean, because initially it looked wild. Like, Jennings, what are you doing, man? You just punching this dude in the face, and then they find the clip.
Yeah.
And you see why he's like that. So, okay, you deserved every bit of that.
Yeah, when he originally got punched in the nether region, he backed up into Trent Williams, and Trent Williams was like, whoa, 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 what's... If I'm the safety, I'm running the other way if Trent Williams gets mad.
I mean, to be frank, when he came over and punched him in the... When Jennings came over and open hand punched him in his helmet... Trent Williams was hanging around there.
He was. He knew what was going down. he's a perfect bodyguard.
I'm trying
body
to be
guard.
Away from wherever Trent Williams is.
Me too.
I've watched him manhandle like grown men.
Yes.
Probably not good
with
for the
ease.
Ego.
Yeah. With ease. Number three. All right, the Browns are having a terrible season, as we know, but Myles Garrett is not. I did not know this until this morning, but he has recorded 18 sacks this year through 11
games. That record's going down.
Meaning, if he has 5 more sacks before the end of the year, he's going to set the all-time record for sacks at 23. So my question, Tony, with 6 games to go for the Browns, does Myles Garrett get to 25 sacks? That means that he would need 7 sacks in the next 6 games.
Yes. He's getting that.
He's getting the 25.
He's getting that. I think he gets there easy. He's getting like 3 and 4 sacks like at a time.
Yeah.
So how many weeks we got left?
Well, they got 6 games.
Yeah, he's going to get that. That's a sack and a half? I mean, basically, not even a sack and a half.
And he could pick up 4 in a game.
That's what I'm saying.
Not even blink. That's crazy. He is on fire. I agree with you. He's going to get to 25. All right. Number 2. New York City Mayor Eric Adams plans legal action regarding a brawl at UFC 322 inside Madison Square Garden on November 15th. Adams released footage showing Dylan Danis, I'm going to mispronounce these names, everyone, a former Conor McGregor teammate and members of UFC champion Islam Makhachev's team fighting on the arena floor before the main card. Adams called the assault unacceptable, stating the NYPD is investigating and all responsible parties will be held accountable.
Who's Adams?
Mayor of New York City.
UFC
CEO Dana White permanently banned Danis, who has a history of public fights and had posted disparaging comments about Makhachev prior to the event. So I'm up first. Should these guys face charges from the NYPD? This isn't WWE. You're not fighting behind backstage. Like, if you're fighting, you're really fighting. You're actually fighting. I was also reading.
Really? You sure?
Yeah, I think so. I was also reading that the Danis guy was trying to, or someone was trying to punch someone else in the back of the head, and that's where stuff gets dangerous. Do I think they should face charges? Probably. It's probably not worth it. It's probably not worth the time and effort to take these guys to court and arrest them and all this other stuff. But I would put them on notice for sure. What do you think, Tony?
This is an interesting one because I actually saw Dana White reacting to this. And he claimed that it was his fault. In case you don't know, the Danis dude is like the ultimate agitator. He is in every comment trying to provoke. And they won't let him. He's not in UFC. He's not a UFC fighter. He wants to be, but he keeps doing these things that constantly get him in trouble. So listen to Dana White talk about it. He was basically like he was told that Danis was in the building, and his only concern was that he had a ticket. If he had a ticket, he let him go. And they were asking him because they know how he is if they should remove him. And he said he made a mistake. He thought that if he had a seat, it would kind of work itself out. It didn't. He said that dude will never, you'll never see him at a UFC fight again. And they asked him if he wanted to press charges. He declined to press charges.
Okay.
But he sounded like he's fed up with the Danis cat.
I did not know
Apparently,
that.
Apparently, he has said and done some things about the Muslim faith.
Yeah, I figured that
and,
was something.
And that has why those guys are on high alert every time they see
So you think Eric Adams is going down the wrong path?
I think.
Focusing on the wrong people?
Yes, I think Eric Adams is looking to get some pub.
Yeah, he needs good pub. I mean, he's almost done.
He's about to be.
He's almost done.
This might be his last little bit of pub.
Brandon says, okay, where do you draw the line? If you intentionally hit a batter, couldn't that be labeled as battery? I think that's on the field of play.
Don't get it twisted. We definitely heard that kind of language.
We've talked about it.
Oh, these barbarians out here are throwing baseballs at each other.
I remember, I think it was Urania or someone who hit Ronald Acuna and they were trying to charge him.
Like, get out of here.
All right, Mark Ziegler from Las Vegas when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.